Spirit of God, we worship. Thank you for this encounter. We appreciate you for another national retreat. Thank you because upon this mountain we will see you. Thank you because upon this mountain you will empower us. Thank you because upon this mountain you are confirming the Lord's kingdom authority. Thank you because upon this mountain you are equipping us. Thank you because upon this mountain you are launching us into new dimensions. Thank you because upon this mountain you are equipping us. You are unveiling your agenda to us. Thank you because there's a new anointing upon this mountain. Thank you, glorious Lord. Thank you because you are marking us. Jesus will give you glory. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. If you're excited, I want you to shout, Jesus! Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. To appreciate God for his blessings over us. I'm delighted. This national retreat is not a normal gathering. There are two types of gathering in this kingdom. There are gatherings where two or three are gathered on in his name and then he appears. Hallelujah. Am I making sense? That's a gathering. Where your pastor notices that there's a general or common issue and the pastor can converge God's people, and God appears when we gather in his name. I want to hear sense. But you see, the second kind of gathering is the gathering where God gathers his people by himself. He has an intention, he has an agenda. And the Bible says he does not gather the seed of Jacob to seek him again. That is why I am too sure, I am three, four sure, that upon this mountain, God will do something new in your life.
Amen.
You might have come here without plans. Am I making sense? Some of you are here without specific plans. Some of you, you did not know 4 days ago that you'd be here. But I have good news for you. God brought you here for a divine turnaround. And it will not end you in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome as many champions, leaders, partners, friends of the ministry, and of this family of God joining us online, wherever you are joining us from across Nigeria, across Africa, across Asia, Europe, North America, South America, Australia, Antarctica, wherever they are joining us from. I'd like you to know that God is where you are, and that God has ordained for you will not elude you in the name of Jesus. The theme of this encounter is the marks of Jesus. Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. Paul speaks, he said, "From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." You see, it is good to engage your mind when you are studying God's word, because the Bible is not storybook. Are we together?
Yes,
praise the Lord. The Bible is not storybook. So whenever you stop reading the word of God like storybook, engage your mind. He said, "From now, I have been troubled as a minister. I have been troubled as a missionary. I have been flogged. Hallelujah. I have been attacked. I've been in shipwrecks. I have been persecuted. I've been insulted. I have been spat upon. I've been flogged. I've been beaten, battered." Say, "But from now." Somebody say, "From henceforth." Listen to me. I have a word from God for somebody tonight. And you said 2023 is the bookstop of all your troubles. In the name of Jesus, he said, "For now, let no man trouble me, because something has come upon me." It is the marks of Jesus. Listen to me. The marks of Jesus signifies the ends of your troubles. Hallelujah. When in trouble season, you begin to wonder, why did the marks of Jesus? If God doesn't have intention to swallow up and to terminate your troubles, he can't give us that. My prayer for someone is that your troubles will no longer be done. In the name of Jesus. NLT version says, from now on, don't let anyone trouble me with these things. What are those things troubling you? Selfish. Is it marriage? Is it your school? Is it your job? What is troubling you? I declare that tonight, your troubles will disappear in the name of Jesus. He said, for I bear on my body these scars that show I belong to Jesus. Oh, my Lord, he said, not much. He said, from now on, before, I used to be a superstitious Christian. Before, I used to be a charismatic Christian. But from now on, let no one trouble me with this. What is troubling this generation will no longer trouble you. A change is coming to your life tonight. Why? For I bear on my, it is on my body, these scars that show I belong to Jesus. Listen to me, beginning from tonight, even hell will know that you belong to Jesus. You see, it is an insult on the integrity of divinity. Come. From tonight, your enemies will no longer have the privilege to insult you. The marks you of where you are coming from and to whom you belong. Some years ago, one of my sons in Lagos, he saw my picture. You know this picture, guys? Take my name, just show everything on your face. And I think you are the one that snapped me. You did not remove this mark. It's my son. No? He said, sir, I never knew that you had marks. I said in my mind, I said, what do you mean by that? But I said, hey, in my mind, what I was saying in my mind was even what I was saying. Hallelujah. Instead of the guy to Photoshop my mark out, he photoshopped my mark to show. You see, the marks you pay are proofs of where you are coming from and to whom you belong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have native marks and tribal marks. It is not difficult to see an Igbo man with his mark and not know that's an Igbo man. Am I making sense? Are we together? Jesus has marks. Yeah, it's possible that Jesus has marks. Jesus marks home. He said, I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. Jesus has marks. To whom do you belong? Listen to me carefully tonight. Please listen very carefully, please. Stop what is working and sit down. You belong. The presence of troubles may be a sign that you don't yet belong. Oh, come on, Sakata. There's a difference between going to church. How will you be a Christian and all does not know? Shouldn't I see your mark from afar and know to whom you belong? What is it? Have you seen in part of people's mark before? And in part of mark? The marks, there are three lines. They will come from a middle letter down to Jew letter and then corner to Molede. Praise God. From far you will know. Am I making sense? How come you are still troubled? And the devil, the demons in your father's house do not know. They don't see mark. Let me put this to you very clearly. The devil cannot disrespect the marks of Jesus. Paul said, for henceforth, tell you what troubles do when they see a mad man by Christ? They divert. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Upon this mountain, you will enter a new dimension of understanding.
Amen.
We are in a season of marks. Understand this. This is not tribal village mark. We are in a season where marks begin to matter. Because even the devil cannot do without marks. The devil will use the mark of the Antichrist to separate his own in this end time. So wake up. We do not only have the mark of the beast, but the mark of Jesus. And if you continue in this season without the marks of Jesus, the troubles there will smother you. Forget your church. We are not talking about church. Revelation 13:17, the Bible says, and that no man ought might buy or sell, except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. A time will come on this earth, you will not be, your ATM card will not work except you carry the mark. We are in a season of marks, and before that time comes, you better get marked by Jesus. See, may you gain understanding of the protocols of this divinity, especially for the entire. When God, when Jesus is having a man pass through the rudiments of his journey, some of us call it sufferings, but you are the marks that will command your journey. Listen to me. The children, the journey of the Israelites from Egypt was not a punitive journey. It was an educative journey. Jesus was not trying to punish them when they faced giants. He was not trying to punish them when they confronted the sea. He was teaching them what they needed. He was placing on their body, on their spirit and soul, the rudiments that they would need, because they were going to a land that was inhabited by giants. There was a season ahead of them that they needed to be trained for. Children of God, when the airtime, if you lack the marks, you will be swallowed up. If you are the kind of Christian that run away from the rudiments and the teachings and the teachings of Jesus, yes, there are things. God has dealings, seasons of dealings for every servant. Life may call them sufferings, periodic seasons, where God will use situations to train you, because he must place on you. You think it's easy to be marked? Have you ever been caught by blade or knife before? Women, have you ever been, even this week, something caught me? Hallelujah. Honestly, I didn't even tell my wife this one. Something caught me this week. Two things in one day. I said, Jesus, is this the mark? because those things have happened to me. I'm telling you. Things I didn't caught me in one. And it's an understanding. But that day, when women caught me, there's something else caught me in the best. I said, ah, Lord Jesus, is this the AQCX? It's already happening in my life. Praise God. There are times when God will have to take you through certain things that will put pressure on your spirit, put pressure on your mind, put pressure on your faith, so that you can rise and learn to pray more. Because there is a season of marks ahead of us. We are in the season of marks. Even the devil knows marks. Revelation 13:17. No one will be able to transact, nor buy, nor sell. Common cashless policy. How many months ago? Many people died. How much more? When, no matter how much you have, if you don't have a number, you can't buy, you can't sell. Hallelujah. Amen. On the other hand, the marks of Jesus are from the troubles of the enemy. So Jesus is saying, I want to put my mark upon you to signify that you belong to me, because it is with this mark that troubles will respect you and give you. And from henceforth is enough. Let me tell you something. You don't understand why Paul the Apostle used henceforth. Many of us don't know that he had his troubles. Oh, I will hate missionary churches. Hallelujah. There was a time when the Bible beat him. Hallelujah. You see, how do, I don't know if you have ever, have you ever had a dream before? My wife knows this one, because I have been in situations where I want to go on a journey, a ministry journey, and the Lord will tell me that there will be accidents in the journey, but he will tell me not to go. Hello. Praise the Lord. I think I've told you people who have listened before. I was traveling to Casino. Where's the Casino? Yes, Casino. And from Kaduna to Zaria, I was in the way. And the Lord told me, he said, the tire of this vehicle will burst. I said, praise God. I said, Holy Spirit, please, when the thing burst, I didn't pray against the bursting. I said, when the thing burst, please make sure the driver does not match the brake because of the people inside this bus. Do you know why I prayed that prayer? Me, I know nothing about it. It's either I disappear and appear in the casino, or I disappear and appear inside of the road, or something. I guess what I'm saying. But the people in the bus, I don't know, I don't want anybody to die. And that was exactly what happened. So, and actually, this problem woke me up from the sleep to tell me. And you know, so I didn't sleep back. 10 minutes time, the tire burst. Their situation, if God is calling our attention to their troubles. Hallelujah. Their troubles are ahead of us, ahead of the world. But those troubles will give way to those that fear the marks of Jesus. What are the marks of Jesus? Number one, they are the physical proofs that that show that you belong to Jesus. So Christianity is not just about the heart. It's about the heart. I can dress anyhow. It's not about what I wear. It's also about what you do. Is that Susan? Can you wear anything? Hallelujah. It's not, it's about the heart. I haven't heard this kind of Christian before. It's about the heart. Hallelujah. The scars you pay, the cross you carry, the sacrifices you pay, the sufferings in your kingdom labor, they are the marks of Jesus. Number two, what are the marks of Jesus? They are the signs of your allegiance to Jesus. They are the signs of your allegiance to Jesus. That when nobody sees me, I will pay my tax to Jesus. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yes, hallelujah. Yes, the marks of Jesus are the signs of your allegiance. Praise the Lord. There are no children to do evil. Number three, what are the marks of Jesus? They are the operations and things of Christ in your life. Things that God is doing in your life. Oh, I have seen people that Christ gives them what we can call funny instructions. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Instructions like, don't use the earring. It's not the same. But the instructions that God can give you is specific. I get what I'm saying. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Some of us, you see, we think, I need to remind you, God is limitless. God can tell you not to do something. And stop expecting all of God's instructions to make sense. God definitely is not like the senseless of God. God is not limited to his senses. So, whatever God is telling you to do, the moment you begin to box God into your senses, you are already foolish. because your senses cannot contain it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are we together tonight? Are we together tonight?
Yes,
so God told the parents of Samson, don't cut his head. No, he said, I need to touch this. I need to touch it because imagine how the Samson look. I need to run up. You see, I don't have proof yet to show whether he looks so rugged and unkempt. But in this organization generation, they will call him a dirty man. Are we living together? And I'm not now sure whether because of his obedience to the instruction, are we together? Maybe his head did not now look off. Maybe it was full but look like this person. There's nothing that won't come on. But I'm telling you that the marks of Jesus, part of the marks of Jesus, are the personal truths of God in your life. They are things I don't know. And they are not for discussion. They are not for discussion. Are we together? What will we do then? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
There are
things and they are common things. It's not like this to people. But once it becomes an instruction to you, are we together? It is a mark of you. What will we do then? Are we together? The marks of Jesus are the oppressions and things of God in your life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he says, Samson, don't drink alcohol. Pastor, someone say pastor. And then if a pastor, maybe a pastor drank it, it will be God. Are we together? But if you do it, it's a mark upon you. Marks the name of Jesus carrying power for specific reasons. Oh, you don't understand. They are your allegiance to Jesus. Are we getting it? That this thing, personally, God has put this thing upon my life. Let me use a common example. I can't shower. I'm not saying God told me not to shower. I'm just saying something. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you listening to me? I can afford it. It's not over my calling. Are we together? But because I have been told, restricted from it. It is a mark I must pay. Praise God. Are you getting the point now?
Yeah.
Are you getting the point now? See, you need to understand that in your walk with Jesus, in your presence of the walk with Jesus, there are specific things that God will put upon you. You need to understand. One of the reasons why some people are generating some proofs in their lives that they are not generating, even though you pray more than them, is that they are bearing marks. There's a difference, listen. There's a difference between trying to please God and pleasing God. There are two differences. Let me tell you the difference. The difference is that there are people that think, especially in this generation, that they know how to please God. So they select what to do to please God. Are we together? Let me give you an example. There are no people that believe that if you pray in tongues for 3 hours, you are spiritual. I'm using the common example. I won't do that. They believe that if you pray in tongues, and if you pray in tongues that way for 3 hours, link up and so cut. Whereas there's somebody that has discovered the demands of God for his life. I'm not making sense. He's not making the noise, but he's generating the proofs. Ooh, the
Spirit.
How together? Somebody say the marks of Jesus. The marks of Jesus. The marks of Jesus. What he puts on you, depending on what he puts on you. Last week Sunday at the online champion service, I made a declaration. I said I can never fail. It's not a boost. It is from the depth of understanding of my work in Christ Jesus. When you know how to carry your cross, the glory, I'll tell you, The Bible says Jesus despised the shame because of the glory. See, the glory is in the people when you know how to carry the cross. Are you guys what I'm saying? I have discovered the secret to my success in this company. I don't need a backing. I don't need an encouragement from anybody. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Are we together? What are the marks of Jesus? I bear in me, I bear in my body, in my spirit and my soul, the marks of Jesus. So you see, it will be. That's why there's no comparison in this kingdom. In ministry, you don't compare yourself. If you enter into my calling, if you pray more than me and enter to my body, I will beat you at it. Because it's mine, it's not yours. Hello? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The marks of Jesus are not only meant for the body, but for the entire being. I pray in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. So let no man, he said, no man, right? What about bearing the marks of Jesus on your spirit so that no demon can control me? Oh, now we're talking. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. I see a situation where Paul the Apostle said, in my spirit, hallelujah, in my spirit I'm not troubled. In my mind I'm not troubled. But I'm troubled in my body. But now the mark has come on my body. Therefore, because it is about the body, let no man trouble. Oh. Oh. I am trusting God that from tonight, both spiritual, mentally, and physically, troubles will be far away from you.
Amen.
Receive his marks on your spirit, and you are free from spiritual troubles. Let me tell you quickly. If there's any instruction that God has given you personally, write this down. That you are thrown away, there's nothing else you may be able to do in order to get the victories that those instructions are meant to bring. Nothing else. Let me go. Something was born to exert and display physical strength. Am I making sense? In this generation. Are we together? Are we together? By the Holy Ghost. Am I making sense? And Maxwell put on his life personal instructions the day the court is said, what happened? The victory was the wooden. Is that simple? You see, many of us, we like to refer to Samson. How he stand on the lap of the liar. How they caught his head. It's the same thing that's happened to many Christians. What matters? Whenever God places something on your life, whenever he demands something from you specifically, whenever he tells you to give you an instruction, personally, if somebody else does not do it, it is not sin. But if you do it, it becomes sin. Are we together? Are we together? Praise the Lord. My son has asked me, I said, Daddy boy, people are going there. Why can't we go there? Maybe I would like to answer that. It is the mark upon your life. So this I'm going to. Every mark comes to avert certain troubles. Are we together? And some of these troubles are not with you. Some of them may be present, some of them may be coming. Are we together? The marks that are placed on you, if you remove them, marks are removed. That means you don't obey the instructions. Are we together? You don't put yourself on that thing that you associate with yourself. Are we together? You don't play on teachers. To him by respecting that body. Are we together? You automatically fulfill the benefits of abating trumps the anointing of God. Are we together? Are we together? So you are children of God. Are we together? Who are facing troubles and they are praying and fasting when all they should have done was leave the mark of Jesus upon their life. And you see a brother and a sister and say, Pastor, I prayed and fasted. That brother prayed and God answered him. Why is God not doing my own? There are questions that your pastor has. Many years ago, God told me something I used to say. One of the reasons why one of the reasons why you can be anointed and pray for certain people and not other people is because they have cases with God. Cases. You have a case with God. The anointing of your pastor can't be allowed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So marks can be spiritual. In these 3 days, I'm going to be looking at the marks of Jesus coming upon our spirit. The marks of Jesus coming upon our soul. And then the marks of Jesus on our body. To avoid all forms of troubles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Receiving his marks on your body exempts you from all physical troubles. Every mark the enemy has put on your life shall be removed today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The marks of Jesus are the solutions for the troubles of life. Why am I going through this situation? Let me tell you something. Christianity is a journey. Christianity is not bala blue, I believe. Christianity is not a guesswork. See, the earlier you understood this, every day you wake up, let it sink into your spirit that you are in a race. You are on a journey, and this journey is deliberate. I went to there. Imagine you are traveling from here to go. I went to there. And then you take off from Google, and as you start going to CBSU, are you not on track? Are you not on track? You see teaching hospital, are you not on track? Are you not on track? You see Coca-Cola, are you not on track? You see one day, are you not on track? You see gender, judge, or change gender, judge, are you not on track?
You're on track.
There should be landmarks along your way that make you to know you're on track. Let me quickly show you. There is no primarily full of battles. The life of a Christian is fashioned to be full of victories. The life of a Christian is programmed to be full of victories. So listen carefully. How does God do it? God knows what is ahead of you. In most cases, God prepares you for what is ahead of you. It's about what is ahead of you. Thank you, Jesus. God prepares you for it. God does not lead his people blindly. He does it. God does not. In most cases, God prepares you for what is ahead of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever kind of family you are coming from, sit down. Whatever kind of village you are coming from, whatever kind of background you have, the truth is that God, Jesus, replaced marks on you to ensure that your walk with him is full of what? Victories. Someone say victories.
Victories.
See, you are not saved just to increase the number of people going to heaven. No. Salvation is not just for the benefit of heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Salvation is not just for the benefit of heaven. Praise the Lord. Somebody say the marks of Jesus.
The marks of Jesus.
troubles. The marks of Jesus are the solutions to the problems and the troubles of his life. I like us to rise up and pray. Say, Jesus, impress your marks upon every area of my life. Put your marks upon me. Please lift up your voice and pray for yourself. Put your marks upon my hope. Put your marks upon my academics. Put your marks that I may best teach you. Lord, put your mask